peach-related activity. Do you want to tell us about the peaches?
I do want to
And where they're from and how you grow them. And
so I represent Shasta County. I have a good friend who's a neighbor there who has an orchard, and every year,
except for 1 year because the break was too long and too hot and the peaches were overripe. So they picked them off the tree the day before yesterday, so they're very ripe and ready to eat. I have 50 lugs in the basement, so members from 10 to 10:30, and then all the building after that. So you better show up early because they go fast. And then I expect a peach cobbler in my office from somebody.
No, that's
anyway, I want you to enjoy. They're really nice.
Appreciate that. Really appreciate that. Thank you. And with that public service announcement, we can call a quorum. Secretary, please call the roll and establish quorum.
Senator Allen.
Here.
Allen present. Senator Bates. Senator Dolley. Senator Hill.
Here.
Senator Skinner. Senator Stern. Senator Wykowski.
Here.
Okay, so we have a quorum established. We also have our author here. We appreciate you, and we'll next hear from Senator Reyes. You may come up and present. AJR 10.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'd like to begin by thanking the committee for working with my office on this resolution. I look forward to coordinating with staff to update this resolution during the next phase of the process. AJR 10 makes clear California's leadership in the fight for clean air by stating the legislature's strong and unequivocal support of the state's authority to enact stricter air pollution standards pursuant to its waiver under the Federal Clean Air Act. In addition, as it will be amended, this resolution articulates the legislature's support for a recent agreement between the State Air Resources Board and automobile manufacturers, which will continue to ensure California leads on this critical issue. As many of you know, the National Highway Traffic Administration and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency in 2017 proposed, under the present administration, the Safer, Affordable, Fuel Efficient, or the so-called SAFE vehicle rule. This proposal aimed to take action that would weaken the ability of California to enact policies that address public health outcomes and to continue to address climate change. The administration's proposal aims to end current fuel economy targets in 2020 and take away California's ability to set our own more stringent vehicle standards. This rule made clear that the Trump administration was committed to embarking on a poorly crafted strategy to roll back the progress California has made on clean air. Despite the supposed benefits of the proposal, the consequences of adopting the administration standard will be detrimental. It is estimated that it would not only increase oil consumption by 500,000 barrels per day, but it is estimated to cost California $36 billion due to negative effects on public health and the California economy. The situation led the California Air Resources Board to negotiate directly with the vehicle manufacturers, representing approximately 30% of new cars and SUVs sold in the United States. On July 24, 2019, an agreement was announced regarding emission standards, incentives to adopt technological innovations, and decreases in manufacturers' incurred cost penalties by extending production deadlines. This agreement, applauded by many, is a prime example of regulators and industry working together to address air pollution, even in the face of a federal government looking to obstruct progress. California must clearly state that we strongly and unequivocally support clean air and reject any measure that rolls back progress of air quality standards. We must continue our role as a national leader in enacting measures to progress longstanding protections of Californians' public health, the environment, and economic vitality. Here in support of this resolution are Rocky Rushing with the California Coalition for Clean Air and Melissa Romero with the California League of Conservation Voters.
Rocky Rushing with Coalition for Clean Air. Mr. Chair and committee members, climate change is a foundational challenge faced by California and the rest of the nation. Last week, the California Air Resources Board announced a 1% decrease in the state's GHG emissions. The fly in the punch bowl, however, if that's the right phrase, it remains the transportation sector, where emissions were up nearly 1%, due in large part to passenger vehicles. In addition to our planet heating up and the resulting wildfires, extreme weather patterns, and economic and environmental impacts, millions of Californians are breathing polluted air that's making them sick. With this as a backdrop, the Trump administration is pushing to freeze existing fuel economy and GHG emission standards that would deal a staggering blow to our nation's economic and climate goals. The Trump administration is also attempting to strip California of its authority to set its own emission standards under the Federal Clean Air Act, which 13 states plus Washington, D.C. have also adopted. Litigation would certainly follow, making economic and emissions outcomes unclear, as well as splitting the nation's vehicle market, causing a regulatory and financial headache for automakers. California represents about 12% of the nation's auto market, by the way. Forbes recently reported that if successful, Trump's clean car rollback will cost U.S. consumers up to $400 billion through 2050 and increase transportation emissions 10% in 2035. For these reasons and more, Coalition for Clean Air supports AJR 10 and thanks Assemblymember Reyes for its introduction. AJR 10 sends a clear and unmistakable statement that the California legislature will not waver or retreat from our authority to set emission standards that go beyond those set by the federal government. New amendments to the resolution, as the assembly member mentioned, will align it with recent pact between CARB and four other automakers that will circumvent the Trump administration and establish voluntary emission standards. And the New York Times was reporting yesterday that Mercedes-Benz will be joining the pack as well. So that's a strong statement. For three decades, California has been a national leader in establishing benchmarks for auto emissions. We understand what's at stake. California's clean car standards have resulted in passenger vehicles that pollute less while saving consumers money at the pump and reducing healthcare costs. And though California's transportation sector continues to produce about 37% of the state's GHG emissions, CARB reports that those levels are tapering off. So now is exactly the right time for the legislature to make a strong statement, strong enough to be heard in the White House. Coalition for Clean Air asks that you vote aye on AJR 10. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rocky. Thank you.
Yes. Good morning, Chair and members. Melissa Romero with the California League of Conservation Voters. As the Trump administration continues its irresponsible attacks on public health and the health of our planet, California has a responsibility to lead the nation to a more just and healthy future. The transportation sector continues to be the largest contributor to the state's greenhouse gas emissions, and we must continue to push forward and make progress on fuel efficiency standards. After the news that the Trump administration planned to severely roll back existing rules, which would limit the fuel efficiency standards, California stepped up and responded. This agreement made between ARB and automakers upholds public health and environmental goals while also growing our economy and saving consumers money at the pump. AJR 10 makes it clear that California supports these actions and supports enhancements to public health protections, and we urge your support for this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, members of the committee. I'm Natalia Garcia. I'm a Leverage Fellow with Assemblymember Reyes's office. Very fortunate to be here, and I have helped her with the draft amendments to that will be coming up as the legislative process continues. So if you have any questions, I am more than happy to answer.
Excellent. Appreciate that. Another great example of our wonderful fellows programs. Thank you. Yes.
Good morning, Chair and members. Corey Bullis on behalf of CalSTART, Valley Clean Air Now, Breast Cancer Prevention Partners, and the Electric Vehicle Charging Association in strong support.
Mr. Chair and members, Paula Treat, one, thanking Assemblymember Reyes. On behalf of Tesla, and full support, we've been we're fighting the problems in Washington, D.C. from day one. Mm-hmm. So nice to see other car manufacturers are joining in.
Thank you.
Hi, good morning. My name is Joanna Mine. I'm also a Loveridge Fellow, but with the American Lung Association, and we strongly support the AJR 10. And thank you, Assemblymember Reyes.
Hi, Alex Leworth, ChargePoint, and strong support.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone wants to raise concerns or opposition to the bill? Okay, the item is now before the committee for questions. Senator Dolley.
Thank you. So yesterday I had the opportunity to be with the governor in Lake Tahoe and Senator Feinstein and the governor from Nevada. And so the governor actually talked about that there has, so basically the car manufacturers have agreed to just do it without, they're doing it on their own, right? They're even without the regulation of the federal government, correct?
So they are entering into the agreements with the state of California. You're right, to do it directly and using the standards.
It's on their own. So it's a business decision to get a higher mileage, have their fleets raise the mileage standard. So they're doing it on their own. So why would there be a need for an AJR if they're already doing it on their own?
It's not all manufacturers that are doing this, but there have been agreements, and we applaud the governor's efforts in this regard. Yeah. He has been a leader in this. But I think that the statement has to be clear from the state of California that we are not going to accept lower standards. Yes, it is a business decision. We sincerely appreciate that. But California's standards will forever be higher than the federal government is requiring. We've always been a leader in this space and will continue to be a leader.
So I appreciate, don't have a dog in the fight. I am super excited about getting vehicles that go further on a gallon of fuel. So I think everybody is. And I think that's a lauded goal. But I will share
especially
with you.
In your district.
Yeah, I have to drive a lot. Yeah, so I have two vehicles right now that are primary vehicles that have almost 200,000 miles apiece on them because we do have to drive a lot. And yeah. So I'm super excited about the goals. But I want to share with you some of the frustration that I have with California's leading in climate change and how it affects somebody who is in business. So we have a trucking business, my wife and I, and when California Air Resources Board decided to mandate that your vehicle had to be retrofitted, no matter when you bought it, it was to the laws that California had set at the time it was manufactured. So let me give you an example. If you have a heavy vehicle that's a 2000, let's just pick a date, 2000. It was manufactured in 2000 to meet the standards of California and the EPA, the federal EPA. California came in and said, well, that's not good enough for us. We need to make you retrofit your vehicle. And so it was about an $18,000 retrofit that only California did. So in our case, you have to retrofit or buy, and they gave you some time. You had till in certain cases, 20. You had to reduce your fleet. My point is that we didn't do that to the passenger car. We only did it to the person who was in business, who's trucking. And so the passenger car is able to, as it wears out, the manufacturers were mandated to bring us to a tier 4 motor, which is what that we have now. And so you got the life of your piece of equipment. You got to use it, and you didn't get punished changing the rules in the middle of the game. And so my point is that, you know, when we talk about how we're going to change climate and we want to make air clean, I think we're all for that. I don't know anybody that doesn't want a cleaner environment. But at the same time, we have to be conscious of the fact that when you change, it's expensive and it's only damaging to California residents. And then on top of that, as you know, you've heard me say this many times and many of the members, is that, you know, I think our focus on the transportation sector is maybe we're too focused and lasered in on transportation versus all the other climate pollutants that we're emitting out there. And, you know, I talk about wildfire and how much pollutants we put out in wildfire and the a cost per ton that we're pushing down on the residents of California in the transportation sector would be highly offset. It's about $4 a ton to do forest management versus, in some cases, if you look at the high-speed train, hundreds to $1 million a ton. That doesn't make sense to me. So for me, I'm all about clean air, but I want to allow businesses in California to have an opportunity to stay here and thrive and be the leader. So I did hear the governor say yesterday and that, you know, we're doing it and our economy is roaring. Well, parts of our economy is and the other parts are suffering, and I'm on the suffering end of that. Because when you do a business plan and you say, I'm going to go to the bank and borrow money to buy this piece of equipment to run my business, you have to pay that money back. And then when the government comes in and changes the rules in the middle of the game, that wasn't part of your business plan. The guy in Nevada and the guy in Oregon and the guy in China aren't doing those same things that I have to do, and I'm competing against them. So I just want to, this is not directed towards the author of this bill. I'm looking at you because it's your bill. But I want to make a statement here that we need to be conscious of the fact that the decisions that we make in California hurt California businesses and also push that pollution to other places that don't have the same rules. We want to lead, but we want to be able to lead with some ability to keep people doing what they do in California, not shove it out. And then secondly, we want to make sure that we reduce carbon where it is the least expensive. And I believe we can do that through forestry and through fire mitigation a lot less expensive than we do in transportation. So I just want to make those, this is not directed towards your bill, but it's an opportunity to have that conversation because there is a lot of, and we all talk about going electric, and yeah, we're all for that, but we need to do it in a common sense approach that keeps us also in California in business. And, you know, on top of a lot of other pieces of legislation, it's not just the one piece of legislation that causes you to have problems. We have AB 5 now we have a lot of other pieces of legislation that make it very difficult to be in business. And I happen to know firsthand because it's actually our business that we do. So thank you for bringing the bill forward. I'm all for I want my diesel truck to get 30 miles a gallon someday. That would be awesome. I'm all for that. But I also want to make sure that the members understand that the actions we take here are painful and it hurts your business when you have a business plan and the government changed the rules. And not everybody in the world's changing those rules as well. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Mr. Chair, I'll move the matter.
Thank you, Senator Lukowski. Any other further questions or thoughts from the members? Okay, I appreciate your comments, Senator Dolly, and you may close.
Thank you, and thank you for the conversation. We served together on SB 901 and the commission, and so I'm very aware of the senator's sentiments in this regard. I think that we all are looking for common sense approaches to this, but I think when we're talking about public health, we have to step it up, and I think that is really what we're talking about. Make sure that we do have those protections. We all want our small businesses to thrive, all of us. I think there would be absolute agreement in both houses. But I appreciate the comments, and with that, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Okay, thank you so much. It's been moved by Senator Witkowski. Secretary, please call the roll.
All right, AJR 10 by Assemblymember Reyes. The motion is to be adopted. Allen.
Aye.
Allen, aye. Bates.
Not voting.
Dolly. Hill.
Aye.
Hill, aye. Skinner. Stern. Witkowski.
Aye.
Witkowski, aye.
Okay, so we will hold the road open. Do appreciate that. I actually have to present an appropriations, so I'm going to go over there, and hopefully the other members will come soon. But I can only imagine you're going to be fine.
Yes, thank you very much.
We will briefly recess, unless you. I mean, I don't know. Where are the senators?
She's presenting.
Okay, I'll go over.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're just waiting for them to swing their students.
Yep.
Senator Bates. Okay, can we just pass the guy with the Bates then?
A meeting.
She's got to leave.
Yeah.
Is anybody?
Did you want me to stay?
I'll come back later.
Okay, why don't we reopen the roll to allow Senator Skinner to add on. This is for AJR 10. Secretary, please call the roll.
AJR 10 by Assemblymember Reyes. Motion is be adopted. Vote is 3-0. Skinner.
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Stern.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're going to reopen the roll for AJR 10 to allow Senator Stern to add on. Secretary, please call the roll.
Item number one, AJR 10 by Assemblymember Reyes. The motion is be adopted. Stern.
Aye.
Stern, aye.
Okay, that is 5-0 with two abstentions, and we will close the roll on AJR 10 and adjourn this hearing of the Senate Environmental Quality Committee.